His touch is as sweet as the slices of mango lying under my breast. As he grabs one, I can just feel his fingertips on my skin. My breath paces gently, which makes the watermelon slices trailing down my torso heave up and down in steady motion. I maintain still, staring at the ceiling as he finishes his mango while watching an episode on TV. He reaches for another slice under my breast, pulling it up as the moistness glides under the cup of my breast. It tingles to the touch. I lift my leg ever so slightly before quickly putting it back down to maintain the orange slices on my thighs. He's looking for something different now, so he reaches for my leg, grabbing a handful of tasty orange slices. It was not hard for him to react and for his smooth touch. He wasn't being subtle about grabbing so much. Laying there while he finishes eating his piece, I ache for him to touch me again, even for a brief moment. My mind was begging to spread my legs as I started to become wet, thinking about his fingers on my sensitive skin, grabbing more fruits here and there, making sure skin meets skin and residue remain on my body. I became more and more excited as I was being slowly exposed. As he was busy watching, his hand clutched my bare breast. I winced, revealing at the short but sweet moment before he realized his mistake and grabbed the last watermelon slice, leaving some pieces behind. He made for his final bite. A tender strawberry lay still just at the top of my clit. I saw his hand reaching for it, but my body reacted as it got closer, rolling the fruit between my legs. He sighed and started reaching between my thighs, searching for this final bite. Every time he touched my inner thigh was a pleasure beyond relief, and every time it was close was just teasing agony. He found it in a small puddle of my wetness near my lips, and he glided all the way up and up and to my clit. My breath stopped short as he did this. An overwhelming sensation filled my body. It was only increase as I saw from the corner of my eye him sucking on the strawberry, knowing it's covered with my juices. Consuming it then, he was satisfied and so was I.